This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Why did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me tonight. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me. Look, I know I joke about it, but I mean it sincerely. I know there's about 3,000 other shows that you could be listening to and, you know, chosen to be with me. And I appreciate that a lot more than you know. Because, you know, frankly, I can't tell anything unless you're listening. I got to tell people I have listeners, and if you're not listening, I guess I don't have listeners, right? I mean, really, that's what? It's true. Why lie about it? I mean, if I wasn't selling anything, why would I care if they were listening? I'm Joe Messina. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Listen, you got to get engaged. You got to be involved. Right, I'm not joking. I'm serious. And don't take everything I say as gospel. My God, figure it out for yourself. I mean, you don't have to do the work that we do to make things happen. But don't be afraid to go. You know what? Messina sounds a little off a little bit. Maybe we'll go ahead and we'll check him out just to make sure that what he's telling us is true. But I am wrong quite frequently. Seriously. So. You know, I asked Andrea DeKay to come on with me, and you know, she covers for me from time to time when I'm not here. But I'm here all the time. You know, I'm like a bad rash. I really never go anywhere. I'm here most of the time. But I always appreciate when she comes on with me. She helps me straighten out and get a different perspective on things. Andrea DeKay, thanks for being with me tonight.
Thanks for having me, Joe. Hopefully you can cheer me up, because I'm kind of aggravated.
Wait a minute. If you're aggravated about the Dodgers, there's absolutely nothing I can do for you, because I was rooting for, like, the Red Sox.
Okay.
they weren't in the game?
No, it was for the Astros. I'm from New Orleans, baby. We don't care about Major League Baseball, okay? Oh. So, but I had to cheer for Astros because of Houston.
Oh.
And then also because there was an LSU Tiger playing in the game.
Oh.
But, you know, I mean, it's like my enthusiasm for that was short-lived because I'm not like a major baseball player.
Yeah, I'm not a sports fan at all. I'm some woman's dream. My wife loves the fact that I don't go looking for sports on TV. I could care less if they pulled ESPN off. I just don't care. You know what I'm saying? It makes me no money.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm with you on the baseball. I used to be, I think I told you, I used to be an NFL fanatic, like fanatic. Like, I mean, fanatic. Like, I listened to every, I watched every game, and I listened to every sports show, watched every sports show on TV, recorded every sports show on TV. Oh, yeah, I was, like, fanatical. It was my jam, okay?
So you received treatment, and everything's good now, don't you say?
Yes, I did. I received treatment. Well, what happened was, I mean, I hit rock bottom when one year the Chargers didn't make it to the playoffs. LSU got humiliated by Bama, of course. I mean, when is Nick Saban going to be taken out, okay? And then the Saints went one and done in the playoff game. It was like a threefer. It was like a perfect storm. I was so devastated. I hit rock bottom, and the only way to crawl out was to just let it go, baby. Just let it go.
Yeah.
I gave it up.
I've never had that. I just don't care.
turned my attention back to politics, right?
Yeah.
And now where are we?
This is bad. It's just as bad. It's no different. Oh, so you all right? So producer Tammy's telling me I'm wrong to a degree, and I say Donna Brazil. She got a conscience, and maybe she came forward. I know she's doing the book tour and the whole nine yards, but man, what she came out with, I mean, come on, people come up dead for less, right?
Yeah, but you know what? Excuse me for being suspicious of the motives of her with her what happened in the primaries book tour, okay? Because isn't she still alleging that Russia somehow helped Trump win? So she's not exactly a friend of the right with this. I think she's sensing that Hillary's done, toast, whatever, and she's trying to reinvent herself like Madonna used to do every time she would come out with an album. So now she's trying to cozy up for the next wave. I think Donna Brazil sees that the left is going even further and further left, and I think she's trying to align herself with that as well as make some book sales. Maybe she might think that there, which everybody thinks that she flipped, that she sees blood in the water with Hillary Clinton, that Hillary's going to go down, and I say no. The reason why I'm aggravated is because I think people are wrong to think that this is an example of the left coughing up Hillary and that Hillary is somehow going to ever see justice. If Hillary was ever going to see justice, we would have seen it with Benghazi. We would have seen it with the felony she committed with the email scheme. We saw a couple of weeks ago what happened with selling off the pay-for-play scheme, the criminal actions of money laundering, with Uranium One. We now know she paid for the dossier. Does anybody really think that this is that Hillary's ever going to see time? No. In fact, this story just aggravated me today. It was like my saint coughing it up and done.
Yeah, you know what? But you got to admit, they're starting to come apart at the seams. You look at what's happening in Hollywood. That's starting to grow. You look at what's going on with the DNC within the Democratic Party. I think Wasserman Schultz came out today and she made some kind of statement to the effect that the party is moving further left because that's where people want them. And I hope they keep believing that, and I hope they keep pushing that, don't you?
Well, yeah, I think that's what the play is for Donna Brazil. I think she sees that the party's moving left, and she doesn't have anywhere to go now. She lost her gig at CNN because she was funneling, you know, she was colluding with Hillary behind the scenes. So I think this is a play for her to sell some books and also realign herself with how far left the party is going. And, you know, in terms of them self-imploding, yeah, but you know what? The Republicans are doing the same thing here they always do. They always just stay to the sidelines. They don't know how to win, okay?
All right, hold on. I got to go for commercial break. When we come back, I want you to comment on Republicans because I've been beating on them all week long. I want you to help me with that. All right, we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Andrea Kay joins me. Don't go far. She's smarter than I am. You want to hear what she has to say? We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
How'd that happen?
We are back, and the computers are having their way with me. Joe McDade, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And again, I always appreciate the time that you spend with me. I know there's about 3,000 other shows out there you could be listening to, but you've chosen this one, and I so much appreciate it. Andrea Kay joins me. All right, let me try that in English. Andrea Kay, I have to use my tongue and my lips. Always works out better that way. Joins me. And you hear her often here. She guest hosts for me on the weeks I can't be here. And Andrea, thanks so much for being with me tonight.
Well, thanks for having me. And, you know, I got to apologize. During the break, I was telling you I'm cranky tonight. I don't know what's got me cranky.
I don't think you are.
You know, it's frustrating. frustrating to me because, you know, it's like the Republicans always do this. You're right. The Democrats are imploding. They're falling apart. You know, they're weak. They're on their knees. And the Republicans just won't stick the knife in them, twist it, and get a corpse out of them. They just won't. It's low-hanging fruit at this point. They could put them away. Use whatever sports and out. Well, you don't do follow sports. You know what I mean? It's like they could totally. Hollywood has completely lost any sense of morality or moral compass or moral voice that they ever once had. But the Republicans aren't putting them away either, or doing the same here with Hillary and the DNC. They should have already, immediately with the Uranium One call for a special prosecutor, immediately when that broke.
Oh, I
would. And they should be.
I would be calling for I would give them exactly what they wanted, the Dems. I would call for a special prosecutor on each and every issue they want us to look into. No problem here, because look at how this Russian thing has blown up in their faces and shown them to be the true hypocrites they actually are, hasn't it?
Yeah, and you know what? I guess if they want to shut down Mueller's investigation, all they have to do is assign another special prosecutor to investigate him. And then you know what? Mueller's going to suddenly decide, if that's the case, that, you know, he's really going to wrap things up and there really was no there to begin with. It's absolutely astounding. And what it's really all boils down to is this. We've got two opposition parties that President Trump faces. He is surrounded by nothing but Nutria, that swamp rat for y'all not from Louisiana. They're all circling around him with garfish and everything else, and they all want to take him down. That's why they're not doing it. And I think that that includes Jeff Sessions, who has more friends in the establishment and cares more about his establishment buddies, including Hillary Clinton, who didn't he serve in the Senate with her, than he does about Trump. To me, that was the biggest mistake he made, was nominating Sessions.
No question. And he really, I would have put, even if it was temporary, I would have put Giuliani in there. Okay? Even if he didn't want to do it full time, I would have put him in there for a while and let him truly clean up the swamp. Because I think he would have gone after everybody. But that's just my own personal opinion, you know?
Yeah.
So,
you know, I think you're supposed to be right, Joe.
I don't hear that. Right. Can I record that?
Joe.
Can I record that?
Yeah. Well,
it's
on occasion when she needs to hear it.
Hey, so last night I was and I know he's a favorite of yours too. I was railing last night on John Boehner because Boehner, the weakest Republican in decades, was railing on other Republicans and how bad they were, and he actually had to get a priest to go after Paul Ryan because he didn't like what Paul Ryan was doing. He got on Jason Chaffetz. He got on Jason Chaffetz because Chaffetz was too far right, and this guy should have gone a long time ago, right? How do you feel about Boehner? I know you're a big fan.
Well, yeah, I'm a huge fan of his. I mean, you know, I'm just going to say it. You know, I'm one of these women that believes in the traditional genders, and I want a man to act like a man, okay? You know, unless you're burying your child, I don't want to see you sniveling on the floor of Congress and crying and wiping tears away, especially when you're about to hug Nancy Pelosi, okay? And I sure don't want to hear any man who's trying to sick a priest on somebody else. I mean, what's he trying to do, get an exorcist out of Ryan? I mean, what is that? You're going to sick a priest on somebody? Come on, man. You need to suck it up, Boehner. You got shoved out because you weren't conservative enough. And, you know, be gone. What is he even doing for work now? Did he go back to being a doctor? the chain-smoking crier, alcoholic, red face? What's he doing for work right now? Because you know what? He ain't going to win any re-election if he decides to run again.
Oh, I don't think he's going to run again. I don't think he has the cojones. I don't think he has the spine to have to do what he has to do to win. Listen, I think, and I'm okay with this, by the way, I think that a lot of the Republicans that are now backing out and deciding not to run again, they don't want to have to be have their feet held to the fire. I believe that's why a lot of them aren't stepping up to the fight to run again. You know, they've talked about Congress losing its decorum. They're not civil anymore. You know what? Our founding fathers did not win this country by fighting by the Marcus of Queensberry rules. This is guerrilla warfare now. This is not nice anymore, right?
Exactly. I mean, doesn't Boehner prove exactly why he failed and why the Republican Party just allowed the left to drag us towards socialism, when his idea of a fight is to just call upon a priest to try to shame somebody? What? You can't win that way. That's ridiculous. fighting for conservative principles, and the entire Republican Party is just, I mean, they're just gone so far afield, the fact that they put Boehner in the first place and then kept him there for as long as he did. You know, it's really ridiculous that this is the state of the Republican Party today. I love that so many of these people aren't running for re-election. You know, Romney was the one who coined the term self-deportation for illegals. Well, you know what Trump is actually bringing to us? Self-draining. We got the self-draining of the swamp with people like Flake and others that are not running for re-election because Trump has exposed who the swamp dwellers are, at least for the most part. There's still some behind the scenes, like Sessions. But I think Sessions may self-deport himself.
Oh, yeah.
Or self-drain.
I agree. I think you'll see a lot more. Okay, I know you got to go, but real quick, tell people when they can find your show, where they can see more of Andrea Kay.
Thank you so much. Well, my show is on AM 1170 in San Diego. All the details are on my website, AndreaKayShow.com. And I fill in for Joe every other Wednesday. Mondays, I'm on Tipping Point on One America News with Liz Wheeler. And then weekly, pretty much, I'm on Newsmax and RT TV as well. Always great to be with you, though, Joe.
All right, Andrea. Thank you for being with me today. I appreciate your input. Have a great day. All right. Bye-bye. You know, guys, seriously, you got to check in when she co-hosts for me. Co-host. Not a co-host. Guest hosting. Get it right, Messina. What's wrong with you? Anyway, she guest hosts because she's like that for 3 hours. Can you imagine? And again, I have a good time with her when she's on as well. We've got a lot of stuff happening. When we come back, I want to talk about the, I don't know if you guys know, but all the social media giants were at Congress the other day, which I don't really understand what that's all about. You're not going to get these guys to change their mind. The only way you're going to fix these guys, now some of you are too young to remember this, is you need to do to them what Congress did to AT&T with the big AT&T breakup. You need to do the same thing with these guys here. There is no place to go when it comes to Google for advertising. There's no place to go in getting your message out when it comes to Facebook or Twitter. I get it. They got too much power. Let's talk about that the other side of the break. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. Why would you go anywhere else? Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of a rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick-chicky-boom.
We are back.
Yes, sir.
You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the, just being part of the conversation as a whole. Probably should turn the camera back on, right? Okay, there we go. And head up to my website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the polls, there's a bunch of things you can do up there. And including buying my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all those things that you were taught to be afraid of, all those things that you were taught to hate, and you don't even know what they don't even know what they are. Right? Okay. But if you get the book and you read through it, I give you the information you need to push back on people on the left and to straighten out people on the right. I'm getting tired of, I don't want to call them rhinos anymore, because they have their own view of what they think being a Republican is all about. They have their own view of what they believe a conservative is. You get 10 conservatives in a room, or 10 Republicans in a room, especially if some of them are from California, you'll think they're from another planet. I have to deal with these people on a regular basis, I'm telling you. I mean, I have Republican friends, oh, not friends, I shouldn't say that. I've known Republicans, I've been part of groups where they thought Mike Huckabee needed to go because he was too far right. Seriously. So, as some of you know, there were hearings going on the other day in Congress. Had to do with our social media friends. And we've known this for a long time. I mean, a lot of us in the conservative world have taken all kinds of hits when it comes to Facebook and Google and Twitter and what have you. So, Twitter admitted, the Twitter people, not Twitter itself, because it can't talk. Twitter admitted to hiding anti-Hillary tweets during the 2016 campaign. So they went out of the way to make sure that we didn't really know what was going on with Hillary. Because as far as they were concerned, if it was negative, then it wasn't a tweet worth going out. Democrats and their progressive pals have constantly been attempting to stifle conservative news and commentary. They don't like it. We get our information. You know, it's really funny. They've been calling our stuff fake for years. And they think it's fine and okay because everything that they say is true. You know, I've got a mantra on Facebook. I drop into some of these little groups I belong to, and I just drop this. And I say, yeah, I know. Democrats are gods, and Republicans are garbage. Right? Democrats are always right. Republicans are never right. Because that's how they approach everything. So anything that comes out of a Republican or a conservative's mouth is going to be wrong and bad. And we need to change that. We need to take that back. We need to push back. So anyway, they've gone out of their way to make sure that free speech does not flow freely. Okay? And wherever they can, they actually stop it. Now, these radical leftists and other leftists, you know, the leftist owned media outlets, such as Twitter and Facebook and so on, believe that free speech is only acceptable as long as you don't ruffle their feathers. Right? You don't say anything bad about their people. Now, despite the fact that this nation was built on the concept of free speech, right? Now, again, I want to get something clear here about free speech. And some of you always write me, don't write me about this, because you're not going to change my mind. When our founding fathers were talking about free speech, they were not talking about us walking up and swearing in a cop's face. They were not talking about us being able to put nasty language or speak a certain way or do certain things. They were talking about our ability to speak out against the government without getting shot in the head, thrown in jail, or that kind of thing. If this isn't hard for you, I hope this isn't hard for you to figure out. Anyway, the left has been violently and vehemently working to install censorship of conservative speech for years. And now in the new digital era, where you've got a lot of these people at the top at Facebook and Twitter and so on, they're all flaming liberals. Even though the funny thing about it was, they built their business on conservatism. They built their business on capitalism. They built their business on capitalist principles. They did not build their business on socialist/communist principles. Because I'll tell you what, if they did, guess what? Apple, Facebook, Twitter, all these companies that have, you know, $1 billion in the bank, you can help pay down our debt, can't you? And since you believe in capitalism and socialism, maybe President Trump should allow you to live by those principles by taking that money from you. What do you think? There are threats to free speech these days that we've never faced before. And again, when you look at the censorship by Facebook and Google and Twitter, they are independent companies. They are private companies. And what people have to realize is they can pretty much do anything they want to. Twitter admitted to hiding nearly 50% of tweets bearing hashtag DNC leak, along with a quarter of those with Podesta emails. Especially over the last couple, they did that over the last couple of months of the 2016 campaign. These are right from Twitter's general counsel. They're the ones saying this. On October 31st, the U.S. Senate Committee on Judiciary Subcommittee on Crime and Terrorism heard testimony from, they heard testimony from Twitter General Counsel Sean Edgett in its investigation of possible Russian interference in the 2016 election. Now, Edgett said that Twitter systems concealed substantial number of tweets relating to the hacked emails from the Democrat National Committee. Now, think about that. Even with them stopping all of that, even with them sweeping it under the rug, we still kick their butts. Anyway, imagine if they let them go through. Imagine if they let let people decide on their own. God forbid we should let anybody decide on their own, right? Right? So anyway, they call them the hacked emails from the Democratic National Committee as well as from Clinton's campaign chair, John Podesta. Despite the fact that they knew that only a tiny percentage of these could have even potential links to Russia. We found that slightly under 4% of the tweets containing Podesta emails came from accounts with potential links to Russia. Potential being the key word here, okay? As it said in his written testimony, whereas of tweets bearing the DNC leak, roughly 2% were from potentially Russian-linked accounts. So they stopped all of those. And they can't even say they were stopping them because they thought they were coming from, you know, Russian access. Despite the low correlation between those hashtags and possible Russian involvement, Twitter hit 48% of the tweets with the DNC leak hashtag and 25% of tweets with Podesta emails on them. Don't you find that interesting? You think they hit any tweets with Trump's name on them? You think they hit any tweets with the Trump's in Russia connection? Completely unacceptable behavior has been prevalent not only with Twitter, but also with the giant social media platform Facebook, who's openly admitted to employing a team of engineers to cull trending topics, especially those with conservative headlines. Come on, think about it. Right? They've threatened conservative websites. I've got not emails from Facebook, but I got emails from our management group telling me what we can and can't post on Facebook, what we can and can't say on Facebook. You'd be surprised at the stuff that we can't put up there. We can't even do news up there. I can't take a violent video from something that took place in France or Spain or England, repost it here, and make comment on it. They'll pull it down or the whole page down. So I don't know how you stop this unless we start a different, maybe conservative Twitter, Facebook, Google, what have you. People tried it. Takes a lot of work. And you guys would have to do something. You know, Facebook now has, what, 2 billion or something people? 2 billion subscribers? How do you stop that? What, there's 9 billion, 8 or 9 billion people on the planet? How are you going to get them to stop? They're not going to stop. There's money in this, big money in this. Now, the article goes on to say that, sadly, the social media companies not only censor posts, but along with Google, they attempt to threaten conservative websites by threatening them with a loss of advertising. Too late. They've already done it to some of us. Twitter may be grabbing the headlines today, but along with Facebook and Google, these social media sites continually try to manipulate political speech. And they do. I can't tell you how many times I've seen something where a video has been removed. Or something's been grayed out, you can't even get to it. Anyway, the way you fix this is you help new groups come up. You help new groups start that can take over what Facebook and Twitter's done. Hey, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back right after this commercial. Just a couple minutes. Don't go far.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TNC, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
I see some of you wiggling in your chair right now. I'm Joe Mancini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you really got to engage. You really got to get involved in, I don't want to say politics, but you definitely have to get involved in this stuff going on around you. Seriously. Anyway, no, some of the emails that I get, and I read them, and I go, really? So the best you can do is to tell me we shouldn't be talking about politics so much. You know, some of you who think that, I didn't want to go down this road. Some of you who think that Christians shouldn't get involved in politics. I'm always amazed. I'm not going to go deep into this. I want to finish the story. But it just came to me with the emails, like I said, some of the comments I get during the breaks. If God's the creator of the universe, and you believe he's interested in every aspect of your life, right? How in God's creation do you think that he doesn't want to be... want to be involved in politics or doesn't want to be involved. Let's take politics out of it because that's a dirty word. Let's call it government, okay? Right? Maybe it's government. We use that term. Maybe it'll make you feel better. But I don't believe that for a second. God wants to be involved in every part of your life, in every aspect of your life, whether you want to hear it or not. Look, if he created everything, why would he care about everything? Now, again, I know I'm not the smartest guy in the room, but this is kind of simple logic. All right, so back to social media. And yes, it does affect the outcome of many things. I get that. I'm not an idiot, for God's sakes. I know close, but I'm not an idiot. So, when you talk about what goes on, see, open and honest dialogue, which is what they're afraid of. I mean, that's why you don't see it on college campuses, why it's being squelched all over. Think about that. Think about you being able to plant a seed of doubt in somebody's mind. And as a conservative, that's all you need to do is you throw out a little logic and it's like throwing sand into an engine. And I believe that's why they don't want this open dialogue on college campuses. I think that's why they don't want the open dialogue on Twitter or Facebook or any other one of these things. I told you that we should put the clip back up. I'll have to find it. Where I think it was Students for Life. They had a 2-minute video on truly what happens during an abortion, showing the realities of an abortion, something that you and I would probably never want to see. And they were asking these young ladies, so how do you feel about abortion, and where are you at on abortion, and what do you think? And the girls all said the same thing. A woman should have a right to choose and decide what she wants to do with and how with her body. And that's all great and wonderful and everything else. And they said, well, would you watch this video and decide with how you feel? Oh, sure, yeah, good. Nothing's going to change my mind. I'll tell you what, I don't know, there must have been a dozen or so young ladies who saw it. And afterward, they said, I would have to rethink my stance on abortion. There was only one girl, one young lady, who was a bit obstinate, who said, yeah, you know what, I'm going to retain my stand. I still feel the same way. Think about that. You got to be pretty stubborn to do that. So that's why the left doesn't want us putting out what we believe to be true or what we know to be true. Now, Twitter, in admitting all this, there'll be no rebuke. Right? The social media companies are private companies. They can do whatever they want. Look, when you guys believe it and want to hear it, they can do whatever they want to do. Now, when I said earlier that I wanted to break them up like AT&T, the reason I said that the problem that we have, and we've screwed up, right? We have screwed up. They're not going to self-regulate. They're not going to do anything to make it fair or equal, because equality of those groups is different. The equality, those groups see equality from their lenses, the way they like to see things. And they could care less what we think. And until you decide, and you're not going to, because when you get your information, you get it from Twitter and Google and what have you. And when it comes to advertising online, for all intents and purposes, Google and Facebook are the only two places you get any kind of bang for your buck. Coffee was a little hot.
You need to talk now?
Yeah. Might be 3 weeks before that top of my tongue comes back. Anyway, so think about this. We can't switch this overnight. They didn't grow to this power level overnight. I don't know if anybody really thought they would get to this. But they were afraid. There were friends of mine that were talking about this years ago, about how afraid they were at where these people were going. So I would suggest that you pay attention in the future, that we all do for that matter. Pay attention to where this is heading. I like this one. This is a good story. Apparently, we're so bad as white people. White people stink so much that we need to go to the back of the bus now. So a singer asked her white audience members to go to the back of the audience. Lito P. Piamente, a Colombian-Canadian singer. Wow, there's a mix. Asked audience members of color to move to the front and white members to move to the back. Unlike other times, she has made that request. Some white members refused to act in accordance with her request, including a white female volunteer who was reportedly there to photograph the show. Now, as Billboard reported, Pimenta's concert last month at the Marquee Ballroom in Nova Scotia precipitated responses Pimenta had not received before. Now, although Billboard could offer no details regarding the alleged racism, and it is racism to do that. I don't care what color you are or not, what color you're railing against or not railing against, it is racism. Festival officials claimed the photographer and several white members of the audience reacted with aggressive and overt racism after Pimenta requested brown girls to the front. Now, according to the National Post, Ellie O'Manique, who shares management with Pimenta, said the female photographer would not budge from her position near the stage, prompting anger from some crowd members. O'Manique, whose version of events was confirmed by festival spokesman Trevor Murphy, said that Pimenta's just kept saying, move to the back. Finally, after saying it about 10 times and the woman refused to move, Pimenta said, you're cutting into my set time and you're disrespecting these women. I don't have time for this. Now, event organizers revealed the volunteer was kicked out of the concert and is no longer affiliated with the festival. They went on to say, we will not accept this kind of behavior, neither should you. Be responsible for your friends. Talk to them. Support them as they move towards unpacking their racism. People of color deserve safe spaces. People of color. How about people? Could we do people deserve safe spaces? Shouldn't that be how it reads? People of color deserve safe spaces. It's your responsibility to help. It's also ours. To Lido Pimenta, we are sorry that one of our volunteers interrupted your art, your show, and your audience by being aggressive and racist. We have so much respect for the art and music that you create. Look, let's just suck up to her some more, right? And the space that you make for women. You are a role model to us. Many people in our community, we see it. We feel it. We hope you will work with us again. Wow. Now, if this is true even at all, right, if this is true at all, as far as her asking the brown girls to move front, what's the reason behind that? Was there a special song, a special set, something she was doing that was specific to brown girls? Now, Pimenta told Billboard magazine, from the audience's point of view, men, for the most part, will not think twice before they put themselves right in front of you. I am a short woman, so I always have to show up very early to be able to enjoy the music. To see the acts, from the stage point of view, I noticed that most men who plant themselves at the front, they tend to overpower me. Their presence, usually at my own show, is threatening. The men's presence at their own show is threatening. I've had men grab me, grab my hands, grab my waist. Well, don't you see that kind of happen at every concert? I've seen women. My God, have you ever been to an Elvis Presley concert? Right? I mean, the Beatles or whatever, they were cutting locks of hair off of these guys. They were trying to get a piece of clothing. You see this happen all the time. I'm not saying it's right, wrong, or indifferent, but my God, don't make it sound like it's specific to males being nasty to women. You need to go to concerts where there's, I don't know, maybe a famous male singer, like I would know, right, on stage, and all the women, what do they do? I guess that's okay, because they're women, and that's how it works. Oh, God. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Thanks so much. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Listen, next hour, we're going to talk about your finances. You need to know more about what to do with the little money or the mega money that you have. Well, if you have mega money, let's talk. Call me directly. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes.